Hello, Fierce and Flourish friends. Once again, I am here to talk a little bit about how we get through COVID, how we get through quarantine. There is a vaccine coming. And if your area is anything like mine, we have about 14% of our county is now immunized fully, which is awesome. But 14% is still a far cry from what they would call herd immunity. So we have a lot of time still on our hands where we need to be masking up and we need to be social distancing and we're not supposed to be out and about living our normal lives. And we have done this now for almost an entire year. I first just want to say, way to go, guys. We've made it almost a year and we haven't completely lost our marbles. Okay, maybe some of us have. Okay, but we are going to get through this. I just want to encourage you in that way. That being said, as a tween or teen girl, I can understand that having to be in such close quarters with your parents, with your siblings, for this amount of time has taken its toll. They get on your nerves. You are annoyed. You don't get to see your friends as much as you would want to. You don't have the freedom that normally you would have at this point in your life. It is taking a toll on all of us. Today, I want to talk a little bit about something that will help you to deal with your family in the midst of being stuck with your family. And the word that we're talking about is boundaries. Boundaries is the word of the week. This is what is going to help you finish strong. I guess that's one way to put it. Finish strong this quarantine or this COVID time or this just really unusual circumstances that we continue to find ourselves in. And there are four different kinds of boundaries that I'm going to tell you about today that are going to help you and your family come out on the other side of this, even closer, even better communicators, and really feeling like you're able to and wouldn't mind being around one another, even if you didn't have to be because you were in quarantine. The first boundary that we're going to talk about is our physical boundary. That's the one that my mind goes to first. It has to do with my person and my space. I have struggled with this, and I'm sure you have struggled with this. This is something that families struggle with teens and tweens, even when we're not in the middle of a quarantine. Physical boundaries have to do with who is allowed in your space when. This includes touching and hugging, anything physical, cuddling, anything that would have to do with other people, literally in your bubble, but it also has to do with your room, which is a huge thing for young girls. Do we have our own space? Are we allowed to have personal space that we get to set the limits on, the boundaries on? The second type of boundary is our emotional boundaries. Really being able to share and hear what people have to say about their emotions and their feelings. Because again, during normal times, teen and tween girls have a lot of feelings and a lot of emotions that they are putting out on the rest of the family, and the family's trying to figure out how to deal with. But right now, also the rest of the family has a lot of big feelings because of COVID, because of quarantine. And the emotional boundary is all about making sure that we are able to express ourselves fully, but also understand what other people need to express fully. So that's the emotional boundary. The third boundary is our time boundaries. Are we allowed to say what we're going to do with our time and when we're going to do certain things? Do we have the ability? Are we able to set the limits for how much alone time we need, how much together time we need, making sure that we're not overscheduling ourselves? I know it sounds crazy, but we can still overschedule ourselves when quarantined with too many Zoom meetings and too many meetups and too many obligations to take somebody food here or to meet at the park there or to help someone with something. We need to make sure that we are setting boundaries on our time to maintain good relationships. The fourth and final boundary is our material boundaries. Material boundaries, just talk about our stuff. What's mine? What am I allowed to keep for myself? What is no one else allowed to touch or to borrow? Or do I have the ability to say, this is off limits for whatever reason? This is my boundary with this thing that is mine. Again, a huge one for teen and tween girls, especially if you have siblings, especially if you happen to wear the same size of clothes or share makeup or anything like that, or accessories. To reiterate, the four boundaries are physical, emotional, time, and material. I've done a little bit of defining what these boundaries are. Now let's talk about how they are going to help our family to operate better, to get along more, to make sure that we're not at each other's throats constantly. You have to speak clearly to your family about your boundaries. You have to speak clearly to your family about your boundaries. When you do this, you cannot be freaking out, because it's very difficult for parents, I speak from a parent point of view, to hear that you're communicating a boundary when you're freaking out. Being able to calmly and clearly talk about what are your physical boundaries, what are your time boundaries, your material boundaries, and your emotional boundaries right now. And guess what? They might change from week to week because there's so much going on. And as a teen, your brain is changing so rapidly that things that were okay last week might not feel okay this week. We have to communicate. Moms and dads, we also have to communicate our boundaries, because it's not okay for our teen daughters to just spew all of their stuff at us, especially the emotional boundary, and expect us to take it all. And then we don't get to have a boundary. It goes both ways. And the part that is going to help is when we very clearly are able to say, this is a physical boundary of mine. I am requesting this to be my physical boundary. I would not like hugs today or this week, or I would not like anyone to enter my room this week. And talk about them. There might be some negotiation as a teen or tween girl with your parents because you are still living under their house. So if you don't want them to come into your room or you don't want them to touch your stuff, there might be some issues with that. That is something, though, that as you communicate with one another, you can come to understandings in a healthy household of what that's going to look like and how it's going to work for everyone involved. Brené Brown has a fabulous quote that I love, that I probably overuse because I love it so much. But her quote is, clear is kind. Unclear is unkind. The clearer we can be about our boundaries and our needs, and using that type of language in a mature, calm fashion, the better we're all going to be able to get along, even if it's with a younger sibling. When you are able to calmly and clearly tell them, this is a boundary that I have right now, and I feel like you're not respecting that, at the very least, they're going to give pause and wonder what the heck you're talking about. Best case scenario, this is a language that you develop within your family, so everyone's on the same page about what it looks like to communicate boundaries and to respect boundaries on an ongoing basis. Quarantine's not easy for anyone, but if you are able to utilize boundaries, physical boundaries, emotional boundaries, material boundaries and time boundaries, if you are able to utilize those, talk about those, communicate clearly about those, you are going to come out on the other side of this as a stronger family who is able to deal with any circumstance that is thrown at them because you were able to get through this with great communication. Communication is not easy. It's not always going to be calm. But the more we are proactive about it, the more that we are thinking about it ahead of time, the more that we are planning to have these conversations so that they can go calmly and they can go well, the better it's going to be overall. And always just tying it up with that bow of humility when we mess up, when it gets out of control, when we've spewed our boundaries on somebody, when we have been unclear, being able to just say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, forgive me. Can we start over? Can we try again? And that is really going to be a foundation for excellent, excellent family futures post-COVID. Hope this helped you out. Hope you have some great conversations this week about what your boundaries are, what your family's boundaries are, and how you can respect them for each other, for the betterment of all. Keep choosing your thoughts. Go create a life that you are excited to live, because I know you're going to change the world.